Cut it right in half. That would make you two nice troughs for your cattle to drink out of. Also, you could store water in them too. Mm. But generally, for his cattle to come drink, it's got the troughs he had.
Okay. What other sort of cooking utensils did you have?
Well, we always had these black pots, us. We always had the black pots, and then come the aluminum that we could afford when it come out.
Black pot, what was that? Can you tell me how that was shaped, Miss Connor?
Yeah.
How big was it? Was it a big thing?
Yeah, it depends. I had some big ones and some little ones. I got some, a quart, got some 2 quarts, had some, I don't have that many more, but I got one about 5 gallon right.
They were made out of?
I don't know if they'll hold 5 gallon. Made out of black cast iron.
And you fry eggs in a?
In a skillet. It was just a frying pan, you know. We call it a skillet, us.
Now, alongside in the kitchen, you'd keep something in there that you'd put the scraps in that you might take out to the pigs, and that was a?
Well, we all called it a garbage can. But I don't know what to.
And you take that out to the pigs?
Yeah. Put it in a bucket. You know, you had a special bucket. You'd take that and bring it to water, wash it clean, bring it back, you know. And every night you'd do the same thing, every morning, whichever you chose.
Yeah. Now, will you boil water in a?
Well, we had kettles. In those days, you had a big black cast iron kettle. And then kettles got better, you got a good aluminum kettle. And then you get the little whistling kettle.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what they use now.
Did your mother have a place out in the, where she could grow pretty things?
Like flowers and all that. Well, my mother loved flowers. She had a beautiful flower yard. I guess she planted when I was born. And then they moved away from there. And at home, she never had a lot, but she always worked flowers in the churchyard. That's where she'd put her flowers. Because she couldn't keep them at home. Horses in the yard, chickens in the yard, cattle would break in now and then. She never could have flowers there that would stay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd work the churchyard flowers.
Now, when you got flowers, you put them in a...
We call it a vase, a flower vase.
Yep. Around the table, the eating utensils you'd set at the plate, you had?
Forks, knives, and spoons.
When you wanted to get a hen to start laying, ma'am, you'd put what in the nest?
Well, the old folks would call that a nest egg. If,
made out of?
Well, it was egg. It was really an egg. Leave the first egg they'd find, just let her sit on that egg every day, and after she'd set about 2 days, it wasn't no more good, you know, wasn't good to eat. So they'd just leave them as nest eggs.
A hen on a nest of eggs was called a?
A setting hen.
Yeah.
As they lay so long, then when they quit laying, they set. You call that a setting hen. If you don't want it to set, you just take her off of the nest and bathe her a couple of times in good cool water. Keep her shut up about 3 or 4 days and turn her loose. She won't set anymore.
Now, what would you call it? You were washing the dishes. What would you call the cloth or the rag you would use for washing dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay, and then you dry them with a...
Well, we always called it a dish rag. I never was that fancy. Me, I never... I keep